Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
Joining us as he does every Monday, every day at the 8 o'clock hour, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
That's right. I only work Mondays.
So. Yes, that's it.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah. Just a nice tease to the audience. Paul, how was your weekend?
Yeah. It was good. It was productive working on a landscaping project in our backyard. So that's taking up a lot of time.
Nice.
Weekend, and I'll kind of be taking on that this week on and off. Yeah.
Good luck with it. Good luck with it. Let us know.
How's your weather going to look for that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, needless to say, I took a lot of breaks.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, it's still going to be a warm day today here, and still tomorrow, but starting to see a cool front coming in to the picture here. It's going to drop those temps off to the latter half of the week, so good days for maybe doing some work outdoors, or if you do work outdoors as it is, certainly be more comfortable for you as we get towards the latter half of the week. Still looking at about 91 and sunshine today. Winds will stay light and variable. For tonight, isolated shower storm chance overnight, 66. Chances for scattered storms Tuesday, best chances in the afternoon, and then more to Tuesday night. A high at about 91 on your 4th of July. Tuesday night, scattered showers and storms, maybe some stronger storms early. Lows at 66. Chance for showers or a storm into Wednesday, more clouds and 80. And then 55, the rain chances taper off Wednesday night. And looking pretty dry and still cooler as well. To look forward to that here. 77, some sun Thursday. 52 Thursday night. 81, sunny Friday. Weekend weather, 83, partly sunny Saturday. Some more rain chances coming in later Saturday into Sunday as we get into that weekend. But, yeah, it could be a kind of a bumpier 4th of July with that front coming in tomorrow. So, yeah.
We're wishing you a great 4th, Paul. We, of course, won't be here tomorrow, but we'll meet you back here on Wednesday, okay?
All right. You sound good. You guys have a great 4th.
You too.
Yeah,
thank you,
too.
Paul. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, we won't be here tomorrow. Just a reminder to you all out there, you get a day off. you get a break from us, everybody.
Vacation for all way around. Not just a day off of work, but us too.
Happy Independence Day from us. we're going to have, meet you back here Wednesday. We're looking forward to it. Got a jam-packed show for you Wednesday. And while we have tomorrow off, we're getting to work in today, everybody. We got a lot to do this morning.
All right.
In just a little bit, we will get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, where not only will we be celebrating all of you, we're pulling our winner for June.
Nice.
Got to do that.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Got to have that. That is coming up for us. We're also going to have our birthdays for tomorrow. We will have our 4th of July birthdays as well, since we won't be here tomorrow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That is all coming up. And a little bit later, we're going to get into four things to look forward to in July, which by four, I mean 4,000 things. it's broken up in sports and movies and entertainment,
gotcha,
and holidays and all that. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Looking forward to it. And 9 o'clock hour kicks off as it does every Monday with the kitchens open.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's great segment that we're looking forward to diving into. We're going to have some fun with that. After we're done hanging out with Melissa in the kitchen, we will come back and get you a monthly veterans update from our great friend Bill Heck.
Yes.
Bill came in last Friday and recorded this for us, so it's a recorded segment. So all you paparazzi that come by here to try to see Bill as he's leaving, don't even bother. Bill cut
not
you
actually
off.
Here.
Bill's not even here. Nicely done, Bill. Way to avoid that paparazzi, Bill. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun as well. Also going to get into, let me see here. I had another couple things I wanted to. A TikTok that ain't right story.
Okay.
We got,
hand in hand right there.
Yep. And we've also got 8 stats and facts for the 4th of July. We'll get into that one as well.
Nice.
Seth, Melissa, and I caught up. We had a nice weekend, a little busy, but not bad. How was yours?
It was busy. We had a lot going on in terms of getting Beth ready to go on her big trip over to Europe. So we got lots of stuff going on there and just, normal weekend stuff.
Yeah.
Me mentally preparing myself for another long
yes
time with just the boys.
Yes.
Myself.
You got this, Dad.
No, yeah. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. So,
it was just great to see you walk in today. To know you made it. You survived.
I did.
That was good alone. We're wishing Beth safe travels.
Of course.
I hope that goes well and everything. If anything, I mean, obviously safe travels, certainly, but also just like, you know, she's able to get like the flights all go like they're supposed to.
Here's hoping, you know.
Just even that.
She lucked out last week, and hopefully today and on the way back, you know, in a week or so, she'll be good to go. So
knock on wood, across your fingers, speak backwards. I don't know. Whatever you do, whatever your version of good luck is, do that. We're wishing Beth safe travels. I wanted to kick off our show in a couple of places. One of the things I wanted to do first is rewinding. Last Friday, I had the opportunity, I was invited on to Kristen Bry's As Goes Wisconsin.
That's right.
I got to hang out with them for a half an hour last Friday. First off, wanted to thank them. Some of the best hosts you will find. Mm-hmm. Not only a wonderful off-air, but on-air. What you see is what you get. I got to hear Jane's voice, which I love.
She's got such a great voice.
She has one of those classic Beverly D'Angelo voices
that
I could not get enough of. Mm-hmm. I feel like I embarrass her every time I talk to her, but I just have such a good time on that show. They're lucky that I don't try to break into the show every day.
What's this guy going on here?
It's a lot of fun. I do want to apologize, though. I had a microphone set up. I could not get it hooked up to my laptop, and so I just was using the mic on my laptop, mm-hmm. like we usually do on Zoom and Skype, like when we're on those things usually.
Right.
Listening to the audio afterwards, I was not proud of that. not my finest work as a producer or anything like that myself, so I do apologize for that. But that just means she's got to have me on again.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the whole
second
point.
Take.
Yes, that was the whole point of all this. Kristen's an actress. She understands. She gets
that's
it.
That's true, yeah.
A really, really good time. Really good interview, as they usually do. As they always do it on As Goes Wisconsin. I encourage you to go to civicmedia.us. You can find all of our shows there, including As Goes Wisconsin, and be sure to check out the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this one, too, because this was a week or two ago this came about, but we did not get a chance to touch on it. And I love when we can start with not only a good story of the day, but a weird good story of the day, which is right in our wheelhouse.
Par for the course.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A guy in Wisconsin is in the news after making friends with a fish. He goes snorkeling in the same lake each summer, and smallmouth bass he calls Elvis has taken a liking to him.
Oh, goodness.
They meet in the same spot, and he feeds him crawfish.
Aww.
If other fish get too close, he gets jealous, and the fish and Elvis will get them away.
We'll chase him away. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
There is a great video on YouTube you can find if you just type in man from Wisconsin makes friends with fish or Elvis the fish or any of these things. I tried a couple of different scenarios and they all popped up for me pretty well. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
We, of course, wrapped up the month of June and had our poll question that we were doing.
Oh, that's right.
And we had a couple of votes in over the, you know, in the last couple of days in June and everything. And we have our winner.
We have a winner.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Now, in our hearts, aged white cheddar certainly is it first and foremost in our hearts.
Aw, thanks.
but the big winner was... Ice cream.
Ice cream. I knew it.
Yeah. We kind of had a feeling.
It's also summer, you know.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat ice cream, really.
No, you can't.
Now, all right. Now, this is where I got to get serious for a second and everything, because I don't mean to, and I'm sorry to do this so early in the morning to everybody, but I got a lot of nasty emails over the weekend from butter, from cheese, from frozen custard, even from chocolate milk, which I voted for, all telling me it was unfair to do this poll question in the summer when everybody was thinking ice cream, had ice cream on the brain.
It's 80 degrees out, you know.
I didn't choose when Dairy Month is, all right?
That's what I was going to say. And it's not your fault.
And I'm starting to lose it, people. There's nothing I can cover where I don't get these emails. Please, tell me what you want me to cover. Just tell me, and I'll do it. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
He's finally losing it, everyone. He's gone. He's going.
Oh, long-time listeners know I lost it a long time ago. But never really had it, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, those mean dairy products. You know, they're not just mean to Melissa. They're mean to you, too. So
damn. get us with their words. They get us with their lactate.
Their enzymes, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you know.
Man. Mean dairy.
Mean dairy. Dairy goes bad.
I love doing this thing, and it's in a very, very fun way where Seth and I know Melissa has something, and so we both kind of pull back, and she just kind of goes. It's so hilarious,
it's
Melissa.
Awesome.
You are so good at it. You are so darn good at it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're doing some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. I always feel like we should be singing along to this.
Badly, yes.
Badly.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday
to you.
There's always that person at the end. To you. And then it gets the last. And to you.
I so hope someone was tuning in just then.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope so.
Definitely. And they will never be back.
And then we apologize.
Yeah. Yes, we would like to apologize to the audience right now. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. Get them to info@WFHR.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You want to do so you can be one of the people like our friends here in June that qualified and may be our winner for the free Misty's Menu.
Yeah.
We're going to do that right now. We're going to go ahead and pull our winner for June. And Melissa, have you ever gotten to do this?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. I don't know if Seth has. Have you, Seth?
I've done like once. Yeah, I think I've done it once, yeah.
So we're going to let Seth do it this time.
All right.
We have 30 entries for the month of June.
How about that?
All right.
One for every day. A big shout out to everybody out there. Thank you so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries.
That is what we like.
I really do appreciate y'all out there. Thanks so much for doing this, everybody. Keep it coming. We love celebrating with every single one of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Seth, I need you to give me a 1 through 30.
1 through 30, let's go with number 26 today.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Number 26, and that gives us, let me see, I can't even find that number 26. There it is. Dave and Patty Urban.
Oh, ooh. Dave and Patty, congratulations.
The anniversary winners.
Yes.
Yay.
Dave and Patty celebrated their anniversary on the 13th of June.
All right.
Wishing them a happy anniversary again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're our winners, you guys.
Congratulations.
Way to go.
You could be just like Dave and Patty. Get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. And you could be our winner. We encourage you to do so. And a big shout out again to Dave and Patty. Urban, happy anniversary. You're our winners for the month of June for the free Misty's Menu. They got themselves 2 lunches and 2 pieces of pie.
Excellent.
Right on.
And they will be enjoying that, and we encourage them to.
Mm-hmm.
We send a big thank you to Misty's as well for sponsoring the segment.
Mm-hmm.
We have birthdays for today and tomorrow, so we're going to go ahead and take a look at that. And right now we have just instant qualifiers because you only have one name on both.
Oh, okay.
So first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Joanne Oligny.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
Joanne, we wish you a fantastic day, and
Joanne,
hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And to Pam's cousin, we also want to wish a birthday to today, Mary Ann Eskrit Groff.
Happy birthday, Mary Ann.
Happy birthday.
Mary Ann grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh,
wishing
nice.
Her a happy birthday. Enjoy your day, Mary Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, celebrating a birthday, June Went.
Happy birthday, June.
Happy birthday, June.
I have to be honest. The name is typed here Juna, J-U-N-A, but I'm guessing that it might be a typo.
Ooh, okay.
I've never seen Juna. That. Now, if that's her name.
June or Juna?
That is a beautiful name.
That is a cool name.
I don't want to get it wrong. And it would be a fun way to play on the name, you know, somebody born in July. And if you
instead
to
of June,
June,
right? Yeah.
You know? But so I'm not sure. But Juna, June Went, you are a qualifier for tomorrow. And happy 4th of July to you and happy birthday.
Yeah, that's cool. 4th of July birthday. That's awesome.
Yeah. Wishing you a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays here. Ellie King is 34 today. Her big hit X's and O's.
Okay.
Yes.
I think if you heard that one, you might know it.
Yeah, I think so.
I like that one. That's a good song. Mm-hmm. A very kind of a throwback song to me. It reminds me of like the doo-wop music as it was getting into the 60s.
It's very catchy.
Yeah, yeah. Olivia Munn is 43. Cyclops on X-Men. She was also on in Imagine Dragons' Cutthroat video. I think a lot of people remember her from she was on the Sci-Fi Network, not Sci-Fi. That network, the game show network, G4. She was on.
The game, the video game network,
Attack of the Show.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That it had its moment in the sun. That network.
It did for a little while.
It burned and faded away pretty quickly. But there was some fun stuff on that network. Mm-hmm. It was fun. That's one of the things with streaming that's going to bother me a little bit. Those TV networks that had that loose following, like Sci-Fi and some of the game show network and some of these back in the day when the channels just showed up.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden there was all of a sudden a Hallmark channel in these things. And like, oh, all right, I'll
what's this? Yeah.
Now that's never going to happen to you anymore.
No. Now you have to pick what you're watching.
Yeah.
You can't just watch what's coming on.
You can't
on
discover
next.
Something, right? Right? It's so hard to do that.
It's not the end of the world. It's nothing that big, but it does bother me a little bit.
Right. Well, now we just spend our time scrolling and flipping through like Netflix and just see what's on, but you never watch anything.
All anybody would do is complain that we had 300 channels and nothing to watch. Now it's I have 300 things to watch on Netflix and nothing I want to watch. Nothing.
Exactly.
Let's see. Andrea Barber is 47. Kimmy Gibbler on Full House and Fuller House.
Oh, my gosh.
She did a good job on that show.
Oh, boy.
Great character actor. Patrick Wilson is 50 today. The big 5-0.
Wow. He's 50?
Yeah. Wow. Ed Warren in the Insidious and Conjuring movies. Mm-hmm. He's also the Ocean Master in Aquaman.
Oh, wow.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, he does not look 50.
No. He looks really good. Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Yes, he is.
He is a really solid, solid actor. Those Conjuring movies, I was not really that into watching them, but they are based on a true story, loosely, and so that pulled me in a little bit. And my ex was really into those things.
Oh.
I really enjoyed his performance along with the actress in that one, who always does an amazing job no matter what you see her in.
Yep.
She was in the Norman Bates movie, too, and stuff. She's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The great Benedict Wong is 52 today.
All right.
He is Wong in the current Sorcerer Supreme in the MCU. And,
that's right. He's good. He's funny.
I don't think anybody is enjoying the resurgence and the rush of superhero movies more than Benedict Wong.
He's popping into shows, into movies, and he looks like he's having a ball.
More work than he's ever gotten.
Yep.
And for actors like him that look and have his background and all these things, that just doesn't – roles don't fall into your lap. And this role he worked for it. He got it.
Of course.
But now he's been able to turn it into like 18 different performances and everything, and he shows up at all the – it couldn't happen to a better guy, too.
He was in the She-Hulk series. He was hilarious in that. Oh, my gosh. So funny.
Julian Assange is 52.
Wow.
But there's a name we all forgot.
Jeez. Wow.
I forgot all about that one. Connie Nielsen is 58. She was in Wonder Woman and Justice League. She is Lily Gray in The Following, Lucilla in Gladiator. Another great character actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's done some really good work in her career.
Very nice.
Tommy Flanagan is 58. Chibs in Sons of Anarchy. Tommy is not a household name by any means. He's an Irish actor. He is one of my favorite character actors in part because I love these actors that push against what image is supposed to be. If you Google Tommy Flanagan, you will see he has these scars on his cheeks that are very defined. And you wouldn't... Most actors would never get a break with these kind of scars, with these kind of things. He has found roles that play into that and that work with him on it. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a very handsome man. I think he does an amazing job as an actor. And he has one of those beautiful Irish accents that you just can't get enough of. Great actor.
Musically.
Great actor.
Just, it's like music when they talk, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I encourage you to look into him. He's got an interesting backstory as well. The great Yardley Smith is 59. It's pronounced Yardley, but I've heard herself pronounce it Yardley.
So,
yeah,
I've heard
that. I've heard a lot of different ways, but Yardley is how a lot of people pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
I know her better as Lisa. because she is the voice of Lisa Simpson.
That is correct.
She's had some other work here and there and everything, but she really got tired of auditioning, and never getting a part. And so her $85 million that she has made off of Lisa Simpson just kind of sat back with that.
Why not? You
know? Yeah.
Why
yeah.
not?
And she works. She acts a lot, but just more theater stuff and does a lot of local things where she lives in out in California, I believe, and that. But I really enjoy her. She's good. Nobody else could ever do Lisa. Nobody
Such
could ever
play
the voice
yeah.
of Lisa Simpson. Tom Cruise is 61.
Okay.
Somehow. Wow, really? Somehow, Tom Cruise is 61. Despite trying to, push again, fight this.
Sorry, Tom, you're still 61. Yeah.
I will never take anything away from Tom Cruise, the actor. I think Tom Cruise, watch him in Magnolia. And it's by far and away, I think, his best acting performance. Mm-hmm. He does a very good job in that movie and was nominated for an Oscar. And if you really want to see the Tom Cruise can act, watch that movie. I think Born on the 4th of July, especially right now in the time of year we're in and everything, is another good watch. I enjoy his action movies. I've watched every single one of them. I've seen almost everything he's done. Going back to when he was a kid with the movie Legend, which I encourage everybody to watch, not for Tom Cruise, although you will see Tom Cruise before the money, because Tom's teeth are not good.
But we're getting fixed, yeah.
Watch Legend for the great Tim Curry. That's why you watch that movie. But, I mean, you can't talk about Tom Cruise and not talk about, obviously, Scientology and his off-the-field stuff, and it's just very cringy. It's very, very cringy. Yeah. I would not want to have a glass of water with Tom Cruise, but I would work with him in a heartbeat. To me, he is one of those lines, those balances of, can you do this and that at the same time? Can you chew gum and walk at the same time?
Right.
Can you? Am I going to watch the new Mission Impossible movie when it comes out? Yeah, definitely. Do I like supporting Tom Cruise and some of the things he supports? No, makes me feel very cringy. So I think it's an interesting balance that we all have to do.
And for all, I mean, from what we've heard, he's a very professional actor. When he's on set, he's a pro. So
I've never heard anybody say that Tom Cruise pushes them into Scientology. I do hear a lot of people say that he goes out of his way to bring it up.
Oh, okay, to talk about it. Okay,
I don't know. I do want to push back against one thing. Quit putting Tom Cruise in the same category as Jackie Chan. Tom Cruise has done a couple of crazy out there stunts, which, by the way, there is a billion like safeguards for.
Yeah.
A billion. Jackie Chan did this every moment he was on set and with no like net. With no net.
It's crazy.
No help whatsoever. Like, not the same thing. I give Tom Cruise credit for doing all his like death-defying things and stuff he does in these movies. Tom Cruise very rarely has a stunt double, and I give him a lot of credit for it. There's a big difference between him and Jackie Chan.
No, yeah. Let's be real here.
The level of what they're doing in those stunts.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Vince Clark is 63, Depeche Mode, Eraser, and Yaz keyboardist.
My own personal.
Oh,
gee, I heard that song this weekend.
Vinny, also great singer. I believe he is the one that has the song One Caress that he sings. He gets to do the lead vocals on the Depeche Mode song. He doesn't get to do that very often.
Right.
It is top five most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life.
Nice.
One Caress from Depeche Mode. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to check that out. Sorry. Melissa and I were celebrating over on Wiz Country, Aaron Tippin's 65th birthday. Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy 67th to Montel Williams, the talk show host.
Oh, wow.
Also a multiple sclerosis survivor.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Big shout out to him. Yeah, did not bring a lot of pomp and circumstance to it, but I do remember him going through this and everything. Became a big promoter of legalizing and normalizing marijuana. Because it really helped him with multiple sclerosis and getting through that.
Mm-hmm.
Jan Smithers is 74. Bailey Quarters on WKRP in Cincinnati. God, I love that show.
Oh, that show.
God, I love that show. let's see here. Humor columnist Dave Barry is 76.
Oh, good old Dave.
Yeah, great writer. Great writer.
Hilarious.
Kurtwood Smith is 80. The legend Red Foreman on that 70s show. Everybody wanted to be grounded by Red. Yeah. Everybody. I did.
He's 80 years old?
I can't believe he's 80. God bless
him.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
He does not look 80 years old. Wow.
Also, great performance in RoboCop. That should be mentioned. Kurtwood Smith is one of those actors, man. Like, even if you don't like that 70s show, one of those guys that I was always hoping would get a role. Just get a role. Carl Urban, this happened to recently, where Carl Urban, every time I saw him, I'm like, that guy's good. He deserves a shot. And most actors don't get that shot. He gets a chance on The Boys, the TV show on Amazon. It's one of the biggest TV shows in the world, and he proves he can do a lead role.
Mm-hmm.
Kurtwood Smith, very similar thing with that 70s show.
Yep.
Topher Grace and, you know, obviously Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, a lot of big names on that show, a lot of big actors. I don't think that show is even close to as successful as it is without the parents.
No.
Yeah.
Without, no, it's not.
Not even close. I don't even know if it makes it a second season. Nothing against those that cast. I just gave you some pretty big names there that all of them have gone on to do really good work. But, you know, Red and Kitty, that was the show. Her laugh, his looks, like, that made the show for me. They could have done a spinoff where the kids go to, I mean, they do have the second one on Netflix. I still haven't seen it. But I think that they could have done a spinoff where all the kids go off and it's just focused on those two. And the neighbor with the big hair.
Bob, or whatever his name was.
Actually, I look back and that show was better than I remember it. I didn't really watch a lot of TV when it was in its heyday. I look back at the show and it wasn't as bad.
And
no, I watched it quite a bit. I liked it.
Kurtwood Smith, and he's also actually before and about maybe around the same time, he's in a very classic two-part episode of Star Trek Voyager where he plays a really good villain.
Huh.
Like he does an excellent job with it.
I believe that he's
a good villain. Absolutely, yeah.
That's pretty good. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. We're going to get to Melissa's news now. Otherwise, we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I heard the radio on. I was driving.
Easily my favorite Petty song.
Nice.
By far and away my favorite Tom Petty song. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. We're going to dive into what to look forward to in July. Got a lot of things to cover here. There's a lot of fun things going on in July. We're going to dive right into them. And it's not on the list in front of me, but I did want to include this in there. July Supermoon.
Supermoon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's been beautiful.
Yeah. That has been already something to see. That has been enjoying. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's been
very cool.
Throw that out there. It's one of four supermoons we're going to have this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we just had one, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
This was the first. This one, not only the this month, is also known as the Buck Moon, the one that we have currently.
Cool.
According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, local weather conditions allowing you to see it pretty well for the most part.
Right now.
Yeah.
Things cleared off a little.
In sports, the Major League Baseball's All-Star Game goes down on July 11th. Seth and I will be talking about this and the snubs and different things about it on Playmakers today. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 every Monday for Playmakers.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the segment.
Woohoo.
The ESPY Awards are the following night on July 12th. And the Tour de France starts tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Raise your hands if you knew the Tour de France starts tomorrow.
Nope.
Seth, I don't know, Melissa, if you did or not, but I know when we were kids, it seemed like this was one of the bigger events. Like, sports-wise, if you paid attention to sports, you heard about this.
And yeah.
It's kind of weird to me how, I mean, I think that with all the... With all the troubles of the doping and all this, like that, it burnt people out of that sport.
I think it did. I mean, it just you couldn't turn around without some other scandal about doping or something. It got to be too much.
I think Lance Armstrong killed it.
In a lot of ways.
I think he killed that sport. Whether you think that's fair or not, how big has it been since him?
Yeah.
Yeah, not as promoted, for sure.
That's for sure.
Still very big. Wimbledon begins on Monday.
Ooh, there we go.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Playing on grass.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I love Wimbledon. I love the event. A few big movies are on the way, including Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1.
This is supposed to be. This is supposedly the last two Mission Impossible movies. All these right. next two. Raise your hand if you believe that.
Impromptu voting here today.
Two huge ones also coming out this month. Oppenheimer, which I've been kind of teasing for a while now and everything. That is the movie starring Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Matt Damon.
Everybody.
Yeah, really.
There's so many big names in it.
The great Christopher Nolan movie based on the book about Oppenheimer, which tells us all these things that we did not know about the most destructive device literally ever built.
That's right.
Yeah. And the moral difficulties that are involved in that. Just the trailer has got me giving goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait to see that movie. It can't disappoint me. It's one of these movies where I'm going into it and it cannot disappoint me. It's based on a true story. It's based on too many facts. Like, there's no way where I'm going to be, disappointed by the ending. Like, you know the ending. You know, like, the aspects of it. There's just stuff you don't know about the process that I find very interesting. And Cillian Murphy is one of our most underrated actors that we have in the game today.
Yeah.
And he looks so much like Oppenheimer.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's uncanny how much he looks like the real Robert Oppenheimer. The latest trailer, I watched it. They focus more on the building of the bomb. I'm more interested in the second part about what happened afterwards because I've actually read the book. I think I said that before, and it's fascinating. And the fact that Matt Damon is playing the character that he is, that part is what I'm really curious about because if he's playing, and I think I'm pretty sure I know the character he's playing or the person he's playing, things from the first part of the movie and the second part of the movie, very different. Things change quite a bit. So it'll be interesting.
The new Barbie movie is coming out too, and that'll be on July 21st. Both of those are coming out on July 21st.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
It's a juxtaposition of movies there.
And their job with this Barbie movie is very interesting too. They went a lot of different angles with this one that I don't think a lot of people saw. And there is so much hype about this movie. Like, it's not and not by where we would think it would be from like little kids and all that. There's a lot of adults that are looking for the nostalgia, and there's a lot of adults that are very drawn to the idea of these characters being brought into the real world and all this. I've been very impressed with seeing how many pre-sales they're doing on tickets and all that. It's interesting.
Wow. That's really interesting.
And Haunted Mansion comes out on July 28th, the new Disney movie starring Lakeith Stanfield, one of my favorite actors in the world. Get that Disney money, Lakeith. Get that Disney money, man.
Danny DeVito. That's all I'm going to say. Danny DeVito's in it, man.
Is that a remake?
I think it's a redo, like a reimagining.
It's not
like the original one. This is much more. I think if when I saw the trailer, they're basing it very much more on the actual ride. It looks like they're really pulling from the actual thing to go with it. Not, the other one, they kind of sort of did, but this one it looks like they're doing more with that. So
I did just get a text from California, actually from Hollywood specifically. Please go and see movies. That's what they're begging people to see movies. If you saw the weekend box office numbers for the Indiana Jones movie and in some of the recent weeks, not looking good. People just ain't going to the movies, man. It's just not happening. You got to give them something, I guess. And they're trying. They're trying, but it's not. Even Indy couldn't get them to the movies.
That fascinates me, but
I expected that one to be very well attended.
Yeah, gangbusters.
You are not alone, you two. There is a lot of people in Hollywood right now.
Disney's probably scratching their head. They're like, wait, what? What's going on here?
But a lot of people traveled this weekend. You're not going to go to a movie in another town.
Lots of traveling.
We'll see how it does in the second weekend. That is what they are hoping for. If you are Disney, you are hoping for this holiday weekend to really bring it in. That's what they're hoping
today
for.
Today and tomorrow,
But they are literally holding their breath on it to see.
Mm-hmm.
New stuff on the small screen on your TV. Netflix show Quarterback premieres on July 12th. A lot of people excited about this because it's kind of supposed to give you a look behind the curtain at like Patrick Mahomes and some of these quarterbacks. We'll see. I don't know. CMA Fest will air on ABC and Hulu on July 19th. A lot of people excited about that one.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know if I'm alone on this one, but I'm going to take a guess and that I'm not alone in this room and with that I include Melissa on that a little bit. The Futurama revival hits Hulu on July 24th.
Oh, my gosh.
I never really got into Futurama.
I wasn't sure. I just took a chance.
I've stated for the record here, and I will do it again, even though James is going to give me very dirty looks. I always liked Futurama better than The Simpsons. All right, I said it. I said it. I thought it was a better show. I thought it was a better show.
Very excited for Futurama to hit Hulu on July 24th. Melissa.
James isn't talking to Seth anymore.
I have literally turned my chair around.
Turned his back to me. He's turned his back on me.
I have literally turned my back to...
It's a good thing that microphone moves.
My former co-host, friend... I don't know how we're going to do director's cut now. I don't know how we're going to do this with my back turned to you.
Awkward.
Oh, man.
That's the great thing about stuff. I think that Futurama was one of the... they were able to do with that show. Okay, these are the people we hit with The Simpsons. Who do we not hit?
Yeah.
And kind of do that with it. You're not the only person I've heard say that, that they like Futurama more than The Simpsons.
It's a personal preference, but yep.
I don't remember the other people's names because I stopped talking to them. No, I'm joking. I'm so kidding. Season 3, Part 2 of The Witcher hits Netflix on July 27th. I've gotten to see the first two episodes of the third season. It's been very good. It's
cool.
It's a fun show. If you get into that kind of that type of stuff,
fantasy type stuff,
stuff. I don't know. I love seeing people swing swords.
It's fun,
especially when it's Henry Cavill, who is just built to do this stuff.
Yeah,
like these swords. I don't know if people realize how much they weigh, and when you see guys like him swinging them around, it's like it's a straw.
Yeah,
And finally, the holidays. Of course, the big one is tomorrow, the 4th of July. We wish everybody a great 4th. Mm-hmm. We have in our good stories of the day a little later a great thing from Aspyrus about tips on the 4th of July we're going to get into.
Oh, interesting.
Looking forward to that. Encourage everybody to enjoy your 4th of July. Be safe out there. Do want to remind everyone one more time to please know your neighborhood, know your area. Mm. If you have a soldier that is dealing with PTSD, if you have dogs in your neighborhood, please be smart about your fireworks, when you're letting them off, and what time of day and night you're letting them off.
Mm.
I do not think it is far-fetched. I have talked to a lot of our officers, a lot of politicians. If this kind of thing were to keep up, there would be a day where there are laws in place, and not that we don't normally have them, but even stricter things that could come about if we don't act right. This is not a birthright to light off fireworks on the 4th of July.
Nope.
Be smart about it.
Yeah.
And let's see here. There are a few more, like National Disco Day is this Sunday.
Your platform shoes, your bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
National Bikini Day is on July 5th.
Oh, got to get mine out.
Yeah. I have to get one, Seth. I have not. Mine from last year, it was topical, and now this year won't fit, and I don't know. I actually, in all seriousness, I kind of I don't know what one would be more uncomfortable. I think every man should be, and I've never done this, but I think every man should be forced to wear a women's bathing suit just to know how uncomfortable that might be.
That's not a bad idea. I think that we should try that now. Whether we have to see these guys. And I would say probably not.
Yeah, I don't think that others should have to suffer.
No, for them to learn,
not
right?
Fair due to society. That's just mean. National Video Game Day is July 8th.
All right.
Yes, hey.
Yes. Woohoo.
It's a great one. It's a great one.
We're all gamers, right? Yeah. To a certain extent, some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we all celebrate
it's
that.
A fun one. Amazon Prime Day is July 11th and 12th. See if they actually have any deals this year.
Amazon Monopoly. I mean, Amazon Prime Day. Yes.
Monopoly Day.
Baby. Yeah.
And National Ice Cream Day is July 16th. That's a great one.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And National Cheesecake Day is July 30th.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Ice cream and cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back with a lot more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you on Broadway.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Kind of fitting for three actors to have that play.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of fitting. Appreciate
very nice.
That. We're going to have some fun right now as we take you to the top of the hour. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, we are jam-packed. We're going to kick things off like we do every Monday with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that. Afterwards, we're going to have a monthly veterans update from our good friend Bill Heck. Looking forward to it. And touch on a little entertainment news. Got a That Ain't Right story for the ages. And some good stories of the day all coming up for you.
All right.
And including that good stories of the day, we have this email Pam sent over to us about our friends over at Aspirus Health about tips for the 4th of July.
Oh, nice.
So we'll get into that. Looking forward to all of this coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. For now, we have this from Google. Their top food searches in all 50 states.
All right. I love these.
Google put out its annual 4th of July grilling report, including the top how-to-grill food searches in all 50 states.
Okay.
Here are the highlights. Chicken was the number one Googled thing how to cook in 6 states.
Okay.
Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Ohio, Maine, and the top search in Georgia is wings.
How to grill wings.
How to grill wings.
Okay.
Not very long.
Be careful with that. Not very long, yeah. Otherwise, they're blackened and inedible.
And crispy.
Yeah.
That's a kind way of putting it, yes.
Other meats, 19 states. That includes burgers in Nevada, Arizona, and South Dakota. Other top searches include steak, ribs, pork chops, and brats.
I've grilled some pork chops this last weekend.
I was just going to say, I've never done that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet that's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm.
I had some amazing smoked brisket yesterday.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it was a melt-in-your-mouth kind of stuff.
That sounds good.
That does.
Seafood in 9 states. Things like shrimp, salmon, and swordfish are the top search in a bunch of states in New England. A little par for the course there.
Yeah, that would make sense, right?
Grilled clams are number one in New York.
Ooh.
Grilled clam.
Can I be, be honest with you all, just between us? I didn't know you could grill clams.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know you could do that. I did not know.
I'm pretty sure you can grill anything, but it's a question of whether you want to.
Yeah.
That's
just James. I mean,
you could probably even dip a boot in batter and grill it. And you might like that, James.
Especially if it's leather, cow at one point.
Maybe I try coating that. Not
the sole part, though. It's the rubber sole would not.
That's just ridiculous. Well, that's crazy. Why would you eat the sole?
Soul food.
Veggies in 16 states. The two big ones are this year are corn and grilled asparagus with 14 of those. Grilled asparagus is having a moment.
It's amazing.
Yeah. People that I never would thought it would eat a vegetable, let alone asparagus, are talking about grilled asparagus and that. It's
interesting. I really, really wish I liked asparagus. Mm. I really do. I try it every now and then just to see if, maybe my taste has changed and I can like it now. No, unfortunately. But it looks so good. It smells good. And, it's like, I want to be able to like this, but I can't.
Laura was mentioning this the other day. Every 7 years, your taste buds change and stuff. So it's not a bad idea to do that. It's not a bad idea.
I think you should keep trying things over and over again. Yeah, give it some time, but yeah.
For me, it's been going on, I think in August, it'll be 5 or 6 years since I quit smoking, since I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And my taste buds have really come back with a vengeance. And I have to be, not careful, obviously, but certain foods, if I haven't had them in years, when I go diving into them now, it's a new world to me. That song pops up. It's a whole new world. Every time. Oh, this is interesting.
Having a Disney moment with food. Yeah. Just don't mind me.
A Disney moment with food. I like that.
Well, to be fair, I look and sound more like the actual Aladdin would have.
That's true. That's true.
It's my part of the world. So these are the other ones people are grilling. People in Maryland are grilling up eggplant.
Ooh, not bad.
Never had eggplant. I have never had that.
Yeah, that one can be a tricky one to prepare because if it's not done right, it's chewy or it's hard to.
Really?
It's like a
slab of wood. Yeah, if you know.
Kind of. Yep. Yeah. It has to be cooked. The way I've seen it done best is low and slow. So grilling it would be good, but you'd probably need to do it. There's some prep stuff to it, I would guess.
Carefully. Do it carefully.
Yes.
Folks in Virginia want grilled portobello mushrooms this year.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. I don't remember where the restaurant was, but they had the most amazing portobello mushroom sandwich. And it's basically just a marinated portobello mushroom top, which is the, you know, bigger than the bun.
Right.
And it was just, it was the most delicious thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Wow. Mm. Jeez. You guys have sold it to me. I got to try that. I'll definitely try it. The most searched sides in the past week are pasta, salad, baked beans, and coleslaw. And finally, the top trending red, white, and blue recipe this year is red, white, and blue Jello shots.
Jello shots. Yeah, of course.
Not too surprising.
You've got blueberries, you've got strawberries, you've got whipped cream. I mean, right there. It's all right there. Yeah. You just mix them, you know, you got a nice layer, flag layer going on there.
Yeah, if you add some angel food cake.
Nicely done. I think that, you know, hot dogs are certainly a big one this time of year, but I think of Sloppy Joe's with the 4th of July.
Really?
I don't know why.
I hear you.
I don't know why.
Out in North Dakota, when we lived there, they don't call it Sloppy Joe's. They call it barbecue. It was at every, I mean, you had any get together, you would have the barbecue there and the crock pot and the, anything you went
that
to
was
there.
My grandma always made that too.
Mm-hmm.
Any family gathering.
Yeah, I've seen that at a couple. We're going to be talking more food in a little bit here as we get into the Kitchens
Hungry.
Open, our opening segment in the 9 o'clock hour coming up, along with a update from our good friend Bill Heck. We'll get that veterans update in there for you as well. All coming up in the 9 o'clock hour right here on WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.